4 months ago, the United States deployed a special reconstruction team to the eastern province of Nangarhar. The team is staffed by active-duty soldiers and airmen, reservists who are farmers and ranchers in civilian life, and specialists from the Department of State and Agriculture. Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Phillips describes the mission.
During our missions, we assess community needs, and in cooperation with the government, we build schools, government centers, roads, medical capability, and other basic infrastructure projects using Afghan contractors and labor. We also provide economic development opportunities, many designed to aid women and disabled Afghans.
Phillips said the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that 50 to 60% of the produce that grows in Nangarhar's lush river valley is left rotting in the fields. The reconstruction team is working to build cold storage facilities and local roads so that the produce can get to market. Asked about how security concerns are affecting projects, Colonel Phillips said there have been no delays for security reasons in Nangarhar.
We've been able to move throughout the entire province and make reconstruction efforts happen.
The Department of State representative, Sean Wadups, said the projects are increasingly winning over war-weary Afghans who've been waiting to make up their minds about which side to support.
What we are seeing is that these individuals are more and more getting off the fence and not submitting to the intimidation that the Taliban is trying to use to keep them on that fence. They're more often coming to us with reports of where IEDs have been located, where fighters are moving. They're helping us, and they're displaying confidence not only in the coalition forces, but in the Afghan National Security Forces and in the Afghan government.
Neither Wadups nor Colonel Phillips would provide any figures on the number of tips they have received from Afghans about planned attacks or improvised explosive devices. But Phillips said Nangarhar has seen less violence than other Afghan provinces. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.